This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1189. Three things that you must do during a job interview with John Donnelly. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we have a guest on the show. John Donnelly will show you how to navigate your next job interview in English and the three crucial things that you absolutely must do during the interview in order to succeed. Find out what they are today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, John, welcome back to All Ears English. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Lindsay. Great to be back again.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you back on the show. John, you were here on the show for episode 624 back in 2017, where you taught us how to politely interrupt someone at work, which is an awesome topic, by the way.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So it's very cool. You've been on the show a few times to talk about business topics, but today we want to have you here to talk about interviewing. But first of all, John, I want to ask you, where are you from and where are you based? Introduce yourself to our audience here, please.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm from England. I was born in a city called Birmingham, second biggest city in the UK. And I'm currently living in South America in Peru.
Wow, what's it like living in Peru?
It's cold at the moment. Yeah, we're just going into winter here. We're in the southern hemisphere.
So, okay.
Yeah, jumpers on, shoes and socks on.
Oh, I see. We're just going into summer here in Boston. It's a humid day out, so we're in different atmospheres here.
Yeah, lucky things.
Right, exactly. All right, so John, what would you say are the things that most interviewers are trying to find out about the person being interviewed, about the candidate? What would you say our listeners need to know about that?
Basically, one of the most important things I would say is that they want to know if you're going to stick around. Mm. So talk about your plans to be around in that city and that country for an extended period. I myself have a problem where I've traveled a lot, so in interviews, if I share my experiences of traveling around the world, I often think, well, they're going to think I won't be around for long.
Right.
Because I have itchy feet. So
how do you personally get around that? Do you just kind of not share your travels, or how do you navigate that?
Well, I think it's important to get across that if you're happy in the job that you're going for, if this is the job that you want, that you would stick around, and it would be something for you to put roots down.
Yeah.
For.
Okay, interesting. So just being clear that if you like it, you will stick around. That's good. Emphasizing that part. I love that. And I like that verb you use, stick around. So meaning to stay around or to stay in one place, to stay there, yeah. Right? I love that.
Yeah.
That's a really good word for our listeners here. What's something else that the interviewer is trying to get a sense of, would you say?
Well, they want to know if you're a nice, social person generally. You have to get on with people in that company. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important not to avoid any negative experiences. So common questions in interviews would be, why did you leave your last job?
Yes.
It's really important not to mention any things like, oh, I didn't like the people, I hated my boss, they didn't right. pay me enough, the conditions were awful, there was no free coffee. Don't mention any of that.
Don't say that. Absolutely. Because yeah. That would put the red flag up, right, for the person interviewing you right away. That sense of like, oh, this person was in a toxic environment, but did they create the toxic environment, right? Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, so John.
Try and go down the path where you're moving jobs because you want to expand, improve your experience, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And for our listeners, guys, that's really where vocabulary comes in, because you can tell the same story, but tell it in a bunch of different ways, depending on your angle on the story. And that's why it's important to have the right vocab. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And so what would be the third thing then that interviewers want to find out about you?
Maybe an obvious one, but they're going to want to know if you can do the job. So are you smart? Can you think on your feet? When you're presented with problems, can you solve those problems? It's good to have examples of that.
Yeah. Okay. So examples of times when you have been able to make quick decisions or make something work that wasn't working. Is that what you mean?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great expression, to think on your feet. I love that. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So then, all right. So we have this idea of kind of what interviewers are trying to know, but I bet our listeners would love it if they had three concrete things that they should really be doing in an interview. And again, this is from your perspective as a native English speaker, right? I guess in a bunch of different cultures that you've interviewed in that you shared with us. What would be those three things? What would be one of them that you should be doing as a candidate?
We briefly talked about the physical side of things. So I think that's very important at the beginning of a job interview to break the ice and set up a nice environment. So yeah, no fidgeting. We discussed that. And,
Again, what does it mean to fidget? Just for our listeners, in case they're not sure, what does that mean?
Yeah, to fidget. That's a nice verb. When you're nervous, things you do when you're nervous physically. Mm-hmm. So you might be tapping your fingers, tapping your feet. What else? Playing with your face.
Yeah. These are things we could be doing that we're not even aware of. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yes. I've heard that you should look at yourself in the mirror and try and figure out what you do when you're nervous. Think about things that make you nervous and see what kind of body language you're emitting.
I see. I like that.
And try and control it.
Yeah,
playing poker is good practice.
Right. A poker face. I think we did talk about that term on the show a few weeks back. And what else do we do? I mean, should we try to be funny? What do you think? Should we be using humor?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? It really helps to break down the barrier between the interviewer and the interviewees. So if you are.
If we are.
Funny.
Yeah, I think that's a key piece. I think trying to be funny if we're not funny may not work as well, right? We should always try to be who we are, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people are quite funny and they're able, that's how they establish connections. So guys, if that's you, then by all means, go for it, right? Go for it. And there's no reason why you can't do that in English too, if you're at the right level. How long, John, should an interview last?
That's a good question. Well, a good interview where things are going well, I think around 45 minutes up to an hour. The shorter the interview, the worse things have gone.
Do you have any stories here about an interview that you had that went really well, where you were able to chat with them?
One interview that I'll always remember. gosh, it went on for over an hour, and it just didn't feel like an interview at all. So it was like a long chat with an old friend, basically.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you end up working at the place? Did you end up getting hired?
Yes, I did. I was told at the end, before the end of the interview even, that I'd got the job, and out of 150 candidates, I was the guy.
Yeah, and usually that kind of setup also ends up being a great fit in terms of like workplace culture for us. Was it a good fit for you? I mean, did you enjoy working there?
It was, yeah. I had a great time. Me and my boss, we got on like a house on fire. And it was definitely a sign of things to come. So,
oh, that's an interesting idiom that you just used. What was that again? You got on like a
house on fire. Sounds horrible, but it's actually a good thing.
Is that a common idiom in British English?
Like a house on fire? Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
We use that quite often.
I like that. So it means that just to get along with someone very well, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, I love it. Okay, so far, the things that we must be doing in an interview, number one is the physical. We shouldn't be fidgeting. We should use humor if we can. We should break the ice. Is there something else that we should be doing that maybe some people skip over and forget to do?
I don't think so. I can't think of anything. Yeah, what was your idea?
Well, what about providing numbers? That kind of idea, like...
So that would be moving on to my second tip.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Is, to provide numbers.
Okay.
sounds stupid, but I think this is very important. So usually you're going to be in an interview situation in front of a panel, usually around three people. Try and figure out which of those people will be the guy you will be reporting to if you're hired. Mm-hmm. That's the person to focus on. This person will probably have the final say in whether you're hired or not. So you want to impress that person the most. They're going to ask you some very tough questions as well. So have examples ready. So you want to talk about challenges you faced, problems you solved, achievements from previous jobs. But the most important thing here is to provide supporting facts and figures.
Yes. Oh, okay. So what kinds of facts and figures are we talking about? For example, what should we have prepared?
Just thinking of, back to my job, my own personal job experience. So when I was working in Spain, we were working with orders, and we received orders, and we had to put them through the system. It was very complicated, but at the end of the day, I could say things like, "Well, after a certain period of time, after let's say 6 months or a year, order input had gone up from 20 per day to 30 per day." You could also use little phrases like "rose by 33%" or "increased by a third."
I love this.
And then explain how you did that.
Yes, I love this. This is so good. This is kind of the next step that I think a lot of people don't do this when they prepare for an interview. Mm-hmm. But guys, you should have these numbers in your head and memorized. Absolutely. Because an employer wants to know what kind of value you're going to provide for them. So it's your job to paint the picture for them in English of how that will look for their business, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And the IELTS exam, in fact, when you do the academic writing, so it's fine to have these numbers in your head and written down, but you have to phrase them correctly. That's difficult for native speakers. So in the IELTS, you get given data and you have to explain the charts and the graphs. So all of this language like rose, dropped, fell. So write those phrases down, learn them. and get them out in the interview.
Absolutely, guys. So a lot of our listeners also are taking IELTS. They may be listening over to the IELTS Energy podcast as well, or in our course, Three Keys IELTS. So guys, if you're in that course, you know these phrases, you know these ways to phrase writing task one responses. So go ahead and use those. I love it. So good. Okay. Yep. So John, what would be your next tip then? The third thing that we must be doing during an interview. What do you think?
So my third tip would be asking your own questions. So this is usually at the end of an interview, but I think it's important to come up with your own questions during the interview. And again, this goes back to my first point of making it all a conversation. So instead of them firing questions at you for an hour, ask your own questions. It shows that you're interested and go for it. I just want to go back and talk about something that happened to me when I was younger. If you're going to be asked things that you probably have never heard of before, especially in technical jobs. So just be honest is my advice. admit that you don't know what it is, and it's an excellent opportunity to ask questions about it.
So
if you don't have any experience of it, sound interested and keen to learn about whatever it is, turn it into a conversation.
So is that something that happened to you then, specifically during an interview where they asked you questions that you were just not sure of what they were talking about? Or can you give us?
this happened to me. So I went for an IT interview. I love computers and computing. They asked me what a DNS server was. And I kind of knew, but I didn't really know, and I got bogged down. I tried to wing it, which means
to make it up
as you go along. That doesn't look good.
In your smarter mind now, so many years later, how would you have handled that? You would have admitted that you didn't know, and you would have just said, maybe asked what it was, or?
I would have expressed my desire to learn more about it. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah. Awesome. I love it. That's so good. It's good to learn from your stories. It's good to learn from other people's stories of how they've handled job interviews. Guys, these are really important facts. Now, the idea of, not fidgeting, going with breaking the ice, also providing numbers, and finally asking your questions. These are all ways that you can build that rapport that is so key to getting the job. It's so important. Don't you think, John?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to quickly just mention the types of questions that you should be asking. And at the end of the interview, they're definitely going to say, do you have any questions? And this is where you can show that you have researched the company. This is very, very important as well. You must get on the internet and read up as much about the competitors, etc. And you've got to be asking open-ended questions. So you don't want to be asking yes/no questions, because it's going to kill the conversation. So you want to be asking why, how, etc.
That's so important.
So instead of who are your main competitors, which will just that they'll just be able to rattle off one or two competitor names, ask them, why do you think your competitors' products are so good? Why are they better? Why are they worse than your own products, etc.? It opens up a conversation.
Oh, it's a completely different question, right? It's a completely different line of inquiry. It's a different starting a really interesting conversation, especially if that interviewer is interested in what they're doing. It's going to build that connection immediately, guys. Again, as we see, everything comes back to connection and rapport, and it's so important in an interview. So important.
Yes,
I love
indeed.
It. I love it. This is great. Well, John, this has been great. It's been so good to have you in to talk about this topic. I bet some of our listeners are looking to apply for a new job this summer, so they'll need this advice from you. So
I'm sure they will.
Awesome. So, John, where can our listeners find you to potentially work with you to prepare for some interviews this summer or work on their business English in general?
So I'm on italki.com. as a teacher there. So if you go to italki.com/teacher/10269932, that'll take you to my profile and you can check my availability there.
Okay, excellent. And guys, just as a first step, before you go to the profile, you can actually enter with our special link if you want to get $10 to go towards your second lesson on italki. So start at allearsenglish.com/italki. And then your step two would be to go over to John's profile after you have registered as a new student in italki. John, can you say your profile one more time for our listeners?
Absolutely, Lindsay. It's 10269932.
All right. This has been great. Thanks for coming on the show again, John. I appreciate it. Happy to have you here.
That was a pleasure, Lindsay. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.